Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, Dave Player back with you here on 720 WGN. So automakers are offering test drives and rides and new electronic vehicles at the Chicago Auto Show, the first major U.S. car exhibition since the pandemic. This year is a bit different, but there are great opportunities for you to get behind the wheel of a new car. Super cool test tracks. It's a Chicago showdown between the Jeep and the return of the Bronco. Food, fun, and more. To break it all down is Steve Filippos. Now, he's on the board of directors for the Chicago Automobile Trade Association. He's also the owner of Chevrolet of Homewood. He joins us tonight. Hey, Steve, what's going on?
Good, Dave. How are you today?
I am great. You know, I was watching my pal Jeff Hoover on the WGN Morning News taking us through the auto show. I'm loving these test tracks.
Dave, let me tell you something. This is such an exciting auto show. Number one, thank goodness we reopened. It's great to see people just walking around, shaking hands, smiling, laughing, and doing the things we normally do.
Right.
But let's get to this auto show. It's fantastic. We call that our special edition auto show. It's smaller. It's cozy. It's easy to navigate. And we have both indoors and outdoors.
And it's the West Building this time in McCormick Place, right?
Yes, it is. It's right across the street from where it normally is.
Well, I'm just going to say this. Like, you know, this is the time to start looking at new cars. Because, first of all, if you're looking ever for a used car, inventory is down. Like, this all happened during the pandemic. I mean, you can't even find one because people have held on to their cars. So now that people are back on the road again, going back to work, I'm hoping this really sparks some major activity.
Well, I think it will. So does everyone else. And this shows, A, to have a lot of fun, and B, you see some of the great new cars out there. Can I tell you about some of the things we have?
Absolutely, Steve. Sure.
Okay, first of all, we have tracks that are indoors and outdoors. We have the great Chrysler track that everybody loves every year. But outdoors, Chevrolet has a test track. Ford has a test track. Everyone. I mean, it's just fantastic. You can register with the CATA or you can register with the manufacturers. Here's another nice thing. We have cool cars. We have electric cars. We have classic cars. We have everything. Just to touch on a few, here's one that I love, of course. It's not an electric car, but it's a brand new Corvette. It's a mid-engine car. It comes in a coupe or convertible. They're reasonably priced. It's a monster car. It's a supercar from $59,000 for the coupe to $67,400 for the convertible. And let me tell you something. It's a 6.2 V8, and it's 495 horsepower.
Wow. You know, I also, I know there's fan favorites. You talk about these test tracks. You know, Camp Jeep, of course, is one, but there's a Ram truck territory as well. I mean, these are really fun. I mean, you're really getting behind the wheel of these cars and checking this out. And that's what I love, how the auto show has pivoted over the last few years with these test tracks. I mean, it's just, you know, to get behind the wheel of a car and just sit in it and feel it out and walk around it, that's one thing. But getting to test drive it right there, that's the best.
It's better than an amusement park. You know, Ford has it built wild. They have the Broncos. They have the Bronco Sport. Another nice car. We have the Ford Mach-E. Here's the future isn't the future anymore. It's here.
Yeah. it is.
Here.
Well, and the Bronco's back after, I think, like a 25-year hiatus. And I have to say that, you know, my son loves, you know, flipping cars and fixing them up and do whatever. And he just bought a 64 Ford Ranchero. But I know his eyes are on these Broncos. And these 67 Broncos, if they're all fixed up and everything, they're going for six figures. It's crazy.
It truly is. Cars are truly classic again, and you can buy them and collect them. And you know what? It's like when we were children, we would aspire to get a new car, and it's coming back. It's great to see the kids' eyes light up when they see these beautiful new cars.
Talk a little bit about...
And again...
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Dave.
Talk about the Chevy Bolt a little bit and the Bolt EUV.
Okay, we got the Chevy Bolt and the Bolt EUV. Okay, the Bolt has a 259-mile range. It's just unbelievable. $31,000 starting price for a regular or a 2LT for $34,200. Now, the EUV is 247 miles per battery charge.
Wow.
Just amazing. And they're reasonable. $33,000 or $37,500 for the deluxe edition.
So where do you think the electric cars are going? Like, is this going to take over at some point? Like, do you think that is this the future, or is it a preference just based on, you know, fuel savings and what you want to drive?
You know what? I go to factory meetings, and if you listen to the factory, they say in 15 years we're going to be all electric. And then you come back home and you listen to other people talking, and they say gas cars are here to... You know what? I think it's a preference thing for now, mm-hmm. but it looks like we're headed in that direction. It really does.
There's at the auto show, which I love, and you got a beautiful weekend ahead, by the way. I mean, we've been pounded with rain, and now you got just a gorgeous weekend, like 72 degrees tomorrow, you know, upper 70s on Sunday. So it's really a great time to get out there and check out the auto show. But there's a brand new Street Fest, the first four evenings of the show, you know, featuring, you know, the cars, the food trucks, the local brews, there's musicians. I mean, this is all through Sunday night, but this is very different.
Oh, it's fantastic. You know what? It's like you're going to a block party. Absolutely great. You got trailers out there selling tacos. I love the taco bar. It's fantastic. There's a beer truck out there. There's local bands here. There was a band last night. These kids, I'll tell you what, if they haven't been signed, they will be someday. They were just fantastic. I mean, people are dancing.
It's great.
It's a great big block party. It's fantastic and a lot of good food. Just don't drink too much. That's all I ask. Don't drink and drive.
Yep, gotcha. Absolutely. We talked a little bit about the inside. It's on the west building of McCormick Place, where it hasn't been before, because it's a smaller space. It's a little bit more of a unique spot to do it. But I mean, if you don't want to just be outside, there's plenty to see inside as well.
Yes, there is, and it's a lot of fun.
Awesome. Very, very cool. Well, again, the 2021 Auto Show happening right now. New location, McCormick Place, indoors and outdoors. Test tracks and the Street Fest, of course, with food trucks, local brews, and more. And for more, you can get tickets. And by the way, they're sold exclusively online this year. So you got to go to ChicagoAutoShow.com. You can print off your tickets right there. And again, this is only through this Monday. So go check it out. Steve, a pleasure. Thanks for taking the time with us today.
Thank you so much. Please come and see us. Okay?
We'll do. Thanks, pal. All right. Take care.